And thanks once again. Monday we'll have our golf outing, our 18th annual, for benefit for children's charities. And we couldn't do it without these very generous people that are helping 55,000 kids a year, 55,000 plus. I hope you'll do business with them, which would include whole sponsors like AAA Michigan, Eichen World Corporation of America, American Axle Manufacturing Company, Aurea, Clements and Church, Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Crane Communications, Detroit Auto Dealers Association, Flex and Gate, Howard and Howard Attorneys, Huntington, ITC Holdings Corporation, Jeffrey King Interiors, LaFontaine Automotive Group, Marathon Petroleum Company, Near Perfect Media. The list goes on and on, and we thank all of them. I hope you'll do business with them because they do good work. The men and women that work at those companies help contribute, if you will, through those companies for these excellent causes. Four children's charities, 55,000 kids. Another guy who does great work on WJR with his Travel Michigan show Sundays at 4 p.m. is the Vice President of Travel Michigan, Dave Lorenz. And Dave, good morning. Good to see you again.
Good morning, Paul.
We saw you
Paul
yesterday,
W.
and you sat right over there in the chair that Barry Owens is sitting in. And we always enjoy just having you around, but nicer to have you on the air. I couldn't help but hearing, as I was off doing some other things during the break, you talking about a Beatles cafe. And I want to know details because unbeknownst to you and unbeknownst to me when I started dating her, my lovely wife, Kim, was a disc jockey in college.
Wow.
And it was Paul Smith College in upstate New York.
It was destined to be.
I didn't even know there was until I started working at WABC. I'd never heard of Paul Smith New York or Paul Smith College. But she went there and she was a disc jockey. And she mostly, if not totally, played Beatles music.
Oh, that's cool. Well, you know, the neat thing is when you had Greg Russell on, Greg, what a great guy.
Yeah.
And we're friends. And Greg and I have been chatting back and forth because he saw that I was in Bay City recently. There is a coffee shop there. And I'm going to forget the exact name, but it's like Beatles and Beans or something like that. Because
good name for a coffee shop.
And the entire shop, it's a small shop, but they have great coffee, first off. But they have all this Beatles memorabilia. It is awesome, as are so many of the things in Bay City. Bay City, like so many of our communities, has really come back recently. I was really impressed with that area, Midland, Saginaw. And yes, Saginaw, you know, if you haven't been to a place in a while, the reason you need to go there is because things change.
Right.
And often in Michigan, almost everywhere, things have gotten so much better.
I was going to say, things change. In this case, really, they've gotten better.
Yeah. And, you know, so really, if you haven't been to, like, Bay City in a while, check that out. You won't believe it. There's almost like another downtown developing there that's really awesome. So check that out, but also go to the older downtown. They have outdoor restaurants now because of all we've gone through. And isn't it interesting? COVID brought all this difficult challenge that we had, but look what we're starting to find now happening all throughout Michigan because of COVID. Social districts popping up all over the place, outdoor dining, things that a lot of us in the travel industry have been hoping would happen naturally anyway. Mm-hmm. These are the things that are going to live beyond COVID that we're going to be able to enjoy in the future. So with challenge comes opportunity, and thank God people found it.
Well, thank God, Dave Lorenz, you've pointed it out. With challenge comes opportunity, and it's okay to now say, you know, some good has come out of this pandemic.
Just a little bit.
Which
we
didn't think we would be able to ever say.
And, you know, if you're not trying to find good in any challenge, you're really missing out. You think about Lee Trevino yesterday and to all the stories he told. The man never stopped. I mean, I can't believe he's 81 years old.
Nope.
Because he has energy. And what he basically talked about constantly was the power of positive thinking, of believing in yourself, of never giving up, and of adjusting to challenges in life and then finding a new way. Same thing with Dennis, who you
Dennis
talked
Walters.
About earlier.
Oh,
unbelievable.
I'm glad you heard. I was just going to tell you, we did talk to Dennis Walters, and in my dreams, I walk with you. Imagine you're on your way to being a professional golfer at 24, and in an accident, you lose all your feeling from your waist down. You don't have legs anymore, and he continues to play professional golf. The only person in the world that I know of ever to be able to play golf without the use of his legs.
An inspirational story, and another person who just tells you, listen, if you have a dream, you know, work for it. And if that dream can't happen anymore because something happens along the way, find another dream and make it happen.
And reminds me, doggone it, we were in Bay City for the food tour, thanks to Annie Rummel and the Great Lakes Bay Regional CVB, and we didn't at that time know about whether it's Beatles and Beans or whatever.
You'll have to head back.
Did you see it, Ann, when we were there? No. We will head back.
Yeah, it's really it's
because
really
Bay
great.
City is another one of those cities that keeps getting better and better.
Absolutely true. You see it all over the place. And then look at it up here. Look at this beautiful day. Golfers are now coming out, and they're showing up in droves, and they're hitting the golf course here at Treetops. We're at Treetops North, but also at the southern part of this huge destination.
It is huge.
People are finding opportunities and ways to get outside and enjoy nature in Michigan, more so than I think we've seen in years. Another good thing that has come out of COVID.
Well, and Dave Lorenz, you point out, and you listen to Dave on Travel Michigan Sundays at 4 p.m. as Vice President of Travel Michigan, you point out what sometimes needs to be pointed out, the value of getting together for golf.
Oh, yeah.
You know, a lot of people who don't like golf or don't play it don't maybe see that, but understanding you really, without the pun that comes to mind with this, you're letting the good times roll.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, I used to golf three times a week. Now I'm happy if I golf three times a year. So I'm, you know, I'm not good. I never was great, but I'm not as good as I used to be. Who cares?
Right.
I'm out there having good times with friends. I'm reconnecting with people, sometimes with business, and really getting to know people. Golf is a great game to play with business associates, especially if you don't know them. You learn a lot about them.
I try to get that point across to my kids. I don't, you know, it's kind of do as I say, not as I do, because I played golf for 2 years until yesterday, and I can't argue that what I did
same
yesterday was playing golf.
But yeah, same with me.
You have got some statistics out there about how we're doing, and I have a feeling that we're doing well. But wait, I think your statistics start in June or back to June?
Yeah, and we don't have any stats for Michigan travel yet, only because, remember, last year we had no funding, so we weren't doing stats. But we're starting to gather them now, and we'll know how we're doing in Michigan soon. But throughout the United States, from what we can tell, in June, we have been traveling. It's obvious. But in June, travel by car was only down by 5% all throughout the U.S. For June compared to 2019. So we're getting our lives back. That's the sign. Travel by flying, not so great, but still very busy. We're about 75% of where we were in 2019 in June. So people are getting out there, and they're also spending money as they travel. People ask, why do we do the Pure Michigan campaign? Why do we invest as a society in travel promotion? Yes, it's to encourage people to get out there and live their lives fully and to really experience all the things we get to experience every day in this beautiful state. But the real reason is because it's good for business. It's good for private businesses. It's good for us economically because of all the tax revenue it generates. It just keeps on being good for us as people travel. And here's the kicker. We've talked about this before. As good as this is for business, it's good for us as a society
Absolutely.
To get to know each other.
Absolutely.
We have to do this.
And before we run out of time, some people tend to think, oh, boy, it's too late for late summer, fall opportunities. I waited too long. That's just not true.
No, in fact, but make sure to do your booking now. Go to Michigan.org. Do some research, and whether you want to travel late this summer or into the fall, book now because it is busy. So book now, book often, as we like to say. And remember, your trip begins at Michigan.org.
I was trying to think of that. I thought maybe that was the case.
Yeah, it's Michigan.org. That's it. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Paul.
With your beautiful blue Pure Michigan shirt. By the way, we can buy that stuff because I bought some of that stuff. You just go online. Do you go to puremichigan.com?
Or I've heard your trip begins at michigan.org.
If you go to that, that's where you find
that's where you find it. Just do a search for Pure Michigan Store.
Pure Michigan Store and get some great swag.
And check out the Parks posters for our 15th anniversary. Very cool.
Well, that's nice to know. We don't talk about that
I know.
Enough.
I know.
I'm glad that you talked about it. You talk about it on your show, Travel Michigan, Sundays at 4. Dave Lorenz, Vice President of Travel Michigan, here on the Paul W. Smith Show. By the way, coming to you from Treetops, again, on WJR.